Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. When I was growing up, there used to be a show that I liked to watch a lot called Different Strokes. And it was two brothers growing up, and a lot of times the older brother, Todd Bridges, would say something, and his little brother, Gary Coleman, would kind of scrunch up his nose and say, "What you talking about, Willis?" And I used to love that. And, of course, Gary Coleman became famous for that. That was kind of his motto, "What you talking about, Willis?" And used to use that a lot with my friends. And today I want to talk to you about what you're thinking about. What you're thinking about today. And I say that because we're all thinking about something. And are we thinking about thoughts that are God-honoring and thoughts of blessing and love and things that are pure and holy? Or are we having thoughts of fear, doubt, anger, loneliness, unsure about the future? And the fact of the matter is that, you know, it's a battle each day for our minds. And I was reading Romans chapter 8 recently, and man, if you want to be encouraged in your faith, I want to encourage you to pick up Romans chapter 8. Lots of great nuggets in that, and I'm just going to share about four or five things that really spoke to me from that passage. And maybe you're thinking about one of these areas that I'm talking about today in our 14 minutes together. But the first thing that spoke to me from Romans chapter 8 is, because of Jesus, you don't have to be perfect anymore. Say that one more time. Because of Jesus, you don't have to be perfect anymore. I know a lot of you, like me, I'm guilty of this, try to be perfect. Say the right thing, do the right thing, be a people pleaser, wear the right thing. And that's just exhausting, isn't it? It is absolutely exhausting. And I'm thankful that just different people over the almost 2 years now of doing Hope Is Here, our anniversary will be December 4th. But I've had feedback from people through emails, through Facebook messages, texts, phone calls, running out to people at Kroger, restaurants, just different places saying, "You know, Greg, I appreciate how authentic you are and vulnerable that you share about your failures, the bankruptcy, the two divorces, and struggles with loneliness and grief and my weight and just different things that I have struggled with at different seasons or maybe currently during this time of my life." And yet the fact of the matter is that because of Jesus, we don't have to be perfect anymore. And I share that because of the things I just shared earlier, that it's exhausting when you try to act like you have it all together. And Romans chapter 8, verse 1, the first verse in that chapter says, "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." And I've shared this numerous times over the almost 2 years of doing Hope Is Here, but the number one thing that I have seen in doing ministry both full-time and bivocationally for 16 years now is that people are harder on themselves than God is. And Romans 8:1 says that that shouldn't be like that. "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." That word "now," if you've got your Bible out, and I know some people, they listen along, have their Bible out, or if you want to pull up your app, Bible app on your phone, but that word "now" in that verse, I'd circle that. The reason there is now no condemnation is because Jesus came. And I want to remind you that now, today, right now, there's no condemnation for you because of Jesus Christ, if you have surrendered your one and only life to him. Yet, if you have not done that, man, you know, you probably do feel condemned. And God doesn't want you to, but the enemy is the one that comes to condemn. The enemy, the devil, I mean, he is called in the Bible the father of lies. How would you like to have that known for what you were remembered as or described as? The father of lies. He's always been a liar. He is going to condemn you. But if you've surrendered your one and only life to Jesus Christ, you're no longer condemned. Now, I do want to clarify something. There's a difference between condemnation and conviction. Now, the Holy Spirit, which Jesus left for us when he returned to heaven to be with God, our Heavenly Father, he said I'll leave the Holy Spirit a counselor for you. And sometimes the Holy Spirit in you will help convict you, like, hey, you know, you're gossiping too much. Or, hey, you know, you're struggling a bit with anger. Or, you know, you're comforting with food a lot, or alcohol, or drugs, or pornography, or you're flirting with somebody at work, and or neighbor, or somebody that, you know, you're married, or they're married, and, you know, danger, danger. And so there is a difference between conviction and condemnation. Conviction is like, hey, be careful. You need to really reevaluate what you're doing here in this area of your life, or as the old saying goes, slow your roll. But conviction is from Jesus and the Holy Spirit, but condemnation is from the enemy. When you say you're not smart enough, you're not good enough, you're ugly, you're stupid, you're worthless, you're not important, there's no hope. Those are all lies from the enemy, condemnation, that you can never be forgiven. And because of Jesus, his coming, and now there's no condemnation for those of us who are followers in Christ Jesus. Second thing from Romans chapter 8, remember all the stuff on earth is just temporary. And I know it's really, really hard is when we're going through things. But Romans chapter 8, verse 18 says, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing the glory that will be revealed in us. And friends, I can't wait to be in heaven one day when there'll be no more cancer, no more Alzheimer's, no more deaths because of suicide, no more bankruptcies, no more divorces, no more sexual violations by children, by people, school shootings. I mean, the list goes on and on. But the fact of the matter is, this is all temporary here. And God wants as many people to come and be in heaven with him and his son Jesus. And man, today I want to encourage you to reevaluate your thoughts, your actions, and say, who am I taking to heaven with me? Obviously, it immediately starts in our family. And I've shared about my dad numerous times in this program, but you know, this Thanksgiving coming up, man, I'm so thankful for my mom, who carried the torch, the spiritual torch, for almost 50 years. My dad didn't become a Christian. He was almost 50, so I guess it probably wasn't that long, maybe about 25 years possibly before my dad became a Christian, but took four kids. I was the oldest, and twins that are 3 years younger than me, and a baby brother that was 7 years younger, and she took all four of us to church by herself for many, many years. And so she's the real hero of my story of faith. And, you know, I'm sure she's tired. She just didn't, times she didn't feel like doing it. And yet she did. And so for you parents and grandparents that are trying to point your kids towards Jesus and trying to pick them up and take them, and if you can't get them to go any other time of Christmas and Easter, I want to encourage you to keep on doing that, because one day you never know when they will surrender their one and only lives to Jesus Christ. Third thing that spoke to me from Romans chapter 8 is that even though sometimes life does not make any kind of sense, we can trust God. I remember a kid that when I coached college basketball at Western Kentucky University back in the early 90s, he was from Detroit, Michigan, and Darius was his name. And when I was reading my Bible, I read a passage about King Darius, and I was telling him about that, and that just amazed him that his name was in the Bible and that it was associated with a king. And one time, though, something really bad happened, and somebody just said, Coach, that don't make no kind of sense. And, you know, his English wasn't the best, but honestly, that was the best way to describe what had happened. And right now, even though maybe sometimes life don't make no kind of sense, we can still trust God. And I can remember Romans 8:28, Wayne Smith, my hero, founding pastor of Southland Christian and pastor of that church for almost 40 years. I can remember him saying this verse over and over, and it's just so true, and it's helped me through some of the darkest times and deepest valleys in my life. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So, you know, we don't understand things a lot of times. And this side of heaven, unfortunately, we're just not. It's not a reason to be hypocritical or discouraged or just think, man, why is all this going on? But We can just know that God, if we will allow him to, he will make good of all things. He really will. And I've seen him do that over and over in my life, through the flood, the bankruptcy, the divorce, being sexually violated as a child. I mean, God just, he's used those things over and over, even though at the time they were painful. And he didn't want those things to happen because we live in a fallen world and where there is evil. He has used those things for good to help others. And that's why I do hope is here and just so passionate about it. And don't mind asking people to help donate, to help make this possible. And I want to remind you, as you're doing your year-end giving and want to get back to things and people and places that have blessed you, I hope that you'll consider Hope Is Here. It's tax deductible. We are 501c3, and you can go to our website, hopeishere.today. You can donate online. It's a secure and safe donation, or the mailing address is on our website too, at hopeishere.today, and you can mail a check if you're old school like me, and I do checks a lot of times still. I also do online giving too for some ministries that I have been blessed by and that I believe in, but help us out so we can continue to provide hope for people if you've been blessed this year, and we really, really appreciate it. I want to thank several people that are monthly partners with and sign up for online monthly regular donations. We really, really appreciate that. Fourth thing, it spoke to me from Romans chapter 8, remember that you are never alone. Remember that you are never alone. Romans chapter 8, verses 31 and 32 say, what shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? So many times, if you feel like you're alone going into a meeting, at work, in a family situation, whatever it is, the Bible says if you're a follower of Jesus, if God is for us, who can be against us? If God is for us, who can be against us? And God proved that if he loved us so much that he gave up his one and only son, if he would do that, that he will graciously give us all things. I love that word, gracious. God is gracious, and he gives us all things. And friends, that doesn't mean necessarily you're going to get a new Jaguar for your Christmas gift, but the things that we need, not necessarily our wants, even though God loves to bless his kids, and it's okay to want things, especially if you're putting him first in your finances and give him the first part of the financial blessings he's entrusted you with. But just know that God is a giver. Fifth and final thing I want to share with you today is you may be saying, well, Greg, you don't know what I've done or what has happened. Can God still really love me? And to close with these last three or four verses there in Romans chapter 8, verse 35 through 39, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or the sword? No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels or demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen and amen to that right there. Somebody today needed to hear that. God has not forgotten you. There's nothing that you've done that can separate you from the love of Jesus Christ. And sometimes when you're going through hard, difficult times, persecution, I mean, he talks about all that in those four verses there, Romans chapter 8, verse 35, and then verses 37 through 39. It shares that there's nothing that can separate us. Nothing from the love of God. And for some of you listening today, I just want to remind you how much God loves you. And I know the holidays can be a tough time, but you are not alone. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit are always with you. The Trinity, the three of them are always with you, the three in one. And I want to encourage you this holiday season coming up to call out to him. Just tell him you're hurting. What you need. And he promises that he will show up because nothing can separate his love from you today. I want to thank you for listening. My name is Greg Horn. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope Is Here.